Come out of the world, oh my people.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instructions of our Creator and putting His Word into action. From suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show with your host, Paul Neeson.
Hello, everybody. This is Paul Neeson with Torah Life Ministries. Thank you for listening to the show today. I have been reading on my website daily Bible readings every single day to encourage people to get into the Word on a regular basis. As believers, as I say often, there are six things we need to be doing on a regular basis. And I'm going to mention that today several times in today's recording. And those six things are: we need to pray, we need to praise, we need to proclaim, we need to read, we need to repent, and we need to submit to our wonderful Creator. And these are six things that we have to make sure we're doing consistently on a regular basis. And now, as I'm doing these readings, I'm up to Psalms, and I'm reading Psalms every single day. And we're going to cover a Psalm today. And it's very important that we understand the heart of King David, because our wonderful Creator himself said that King David had a heart of his own, meaning a heart of Yahweh, a heart of our Creator. And we see King David, a blind faith in his words that he wrote and in the songs that he wrote, known as the Psalms. So daily Bible reading will help us understand this. And David's Psalms were based on the instructions and the foundation of our Creator given to us in the first five books of the Bible, which is known as the Torah, often confused with the word as law. And yes, it is our Creator's law, but we have to understand there's a difference between our Creator's law that He gave us and He wanted us to follow, that His will for us, what it is, and man's law, which is a man-made system that Yeshua, our Messiah, the one you call Jesus, came to do away with. So those are the differences that we need to understand. And King David focused on the law of our wonderful Creator. And we're never released from following or living by the will of our Creator. And King David knew that. And it spoke over and over again in the scriptures about how we are blessed for being righteous. And righteousness is living according to the guidelines and instructions of our Creator, often confused as man-made law. And that is not what we're under anymore. We're no longer under a man-made law. We're under the guidelines and instructions of our Creator. So we all have a choice, as it says in the scriptures. Many are called, but few are chosen. But the concept or idea of that is, many are called, but few choose. So we do have a choice to follow. So I suggest we follow King David and look at his Psalms reading as a guide to bring us back to the foundation of Scripture, which is the Torah, which leads to righteousness, which is why we get mercy and grace and the results that happen with it, the blessings and the curses. Now, let anyone get this wrong. We're saved only by the blood of Messiah Yeshua, the one you call Jesus, and there's no other way we could work our way to be saved. We don't keep the guidelines and instructions. We don't attempt to keep the law to be saved. We keep it because we are saved, and that has to be our heart, because our Creator gave it to us and wanted us to live by them. So I pray as you hear this message today and you receive it that you'll understand the importance of following the guidelines and instructions of our Creator. Yes, keeping the law. Okay? Psalms 19, and there's a lot of information in this psalm. So like all the psalms, King David wrote, not all, but majority of them. And he is not just talking these things. He's singing and crying out to our Creator with all his passion. And when you're writing a song, you have to think about this. And he's thinking about it, just putting it in perfect words. Even if it came from the heart, he still put it in perfect words and just giving thought to what he's saying. And we get the opportunity and the blessing to hear what a man with Yahweh's own heart was thinking about these particular items and these particular things. And that's what we're going to be reading today, Psalms 19. And as we said in the beginning, King David was so faithful to Yahweh, even though he didn't see things with his own eyes, but he went on blind faith that Yah was who he says he was. And if you put your trust in Yahweh, you would be blessed. And if you didn't, you'd be cursed. And the blessing of the curse that King David spoke about, and it's the example, and it's all throughout Scripture, is there's many blessings and curses. You see, we're saved only through the blood of Yeshua, only through the blood of Messiah, but we're blessed and cursed by our actions, by keeping the guidelines and instructions by living them out or by purposely ignoring them. That is a big difference. And the blessings that come, there are many, but the major blessing that they talk about in Scripture, you have to understand the curse to understand the blessing. The curse is a creator for your disobedience will shut his ear to you. He will not hear your prayers. That is the curse. So the opposite of that is a creator blesses you by hearing your prayer. He receives it, he hears it, and he answers it. So we are to cry out to him with a righteous, humble, repentive heart. And as believers, there's six things we need to be doing on a regular basis. That is to pray, praise, proclaim, read, and repent, and submit. We can make a song. Praise, pray, and proclaim, read, and repent, submit. Praise, pray, and proclaim, read, repent, and submit. Okay. So, but that's what we have to be doing on a daily basis, and we need to remember that. So, Psalms 19, we're going to break it down. We're going to read it here. And it's really powerful because it starts off by telling and showing how amazing our Creator is and just expands of the universe of how far the depth of what He does goes. And then we start getting into some obedience to the guidelines and instructions of our Creator and what we should be doing. And for anyone tuning in, you know, this is essential because the majority of the Christian churches out there today are being led astray by somebody saying they are no under the guidelines and instructions of our Creator. We no longer need to keep what He told us to keep. And nowhere in the Bible does it say that. And King David was a perfect example of how we are to act as believers. As it says in Deuteronomy, do not add or take away, but keep my commandments. So going now in Psalm 19, it says, it starts off in verse 1. It says, the heavens proclaim the glory of Yahweh. The skies display his craftsmanship. So if you could just imagine an artist and and you have this big giant canvas and he draws this beautiful work of art. Well, we look at the whole world, the mass of the universe, and every single thing in it is the art of our Creator. And here it starts in Psalms 1 with just looking at the skies and just looking at it. You know, it's not just simple clouds and stars and the sun and the moon. No, it's creation. And it's just so beautiful. And you think about how our Creator is such an artist. You think about a sunset or a sunrise and the colors and all. It's just breathtaking. And so, you know, and that's what David is doing here. He's saying here, he says, the heavens proclaim the glory of our wonderful Creator. The skies display his craftsmanship. So you got the heavens proclaiming his glory, but the skies showing the craftsmanship of what he's done. And not only the skies, it says in verse 2, day after day, they continue to speak. Night after night, they make him known. So you have, the universe here, you know, in the creation, talking about the creation, so to say. It says, day after day, they continue to speak, and always know, night by night. Everything our Creator does is there for us to see. And before I was a believer, I used to look at a piece of fruit or flowers and be like, maybe it's pretty, but nothing special. But now I think about, wow, our Creator is an artist, and He can make these things. He's so amazing. Not only in every cell in our body can He get down to the fine, minute cell and beyond within that cell. And a flower or a fruit, he could just make a beautiful design about it and give it to us to digest. And I just can't comprehend, and King David, I'm sure, couldn't either, how somebody could even consider being something like an atheist or something, thinking that this all happened by chance. It's just unreal that somebody would even think that. But you know what? People are blind, and I was blind to that at one point as well. So we got to pray for, we got to listen, we got to pray, we got to just wake up, and we got to do what our Creator wants us to do. So it's, and it says day after day, they continue to speak. Day after day, His beauty is there. It's not going away. This is what He created, and you're part of that creation, and so is the people you meet on a regular basis. Day after day, it's not going away. Verse 3, they speak without a sound or a word. Their voice is never heard. Yet their message has gone throughout the earth, and their words tell all the world. The message of the beauty of our Creator is all around us and everywhere. And, you know, they, you know, we don't have to speak. It's so beautiful. We just got to observe. That's what we need to do. We need to observe. And the tongue is very powerful, and we need to learn how to use it and how to control it. But we need to just observe the awesomeness of our Creator, and we'll have a better idea of why He wanted us to do what we do, and we will do it. It says at the end of verse 4, it says, "Yet the message has gone throughout the earth, and their words to all the world." And then it says, "Yahweh has made a home in the heavens for the sun." He put it there. He put it. It's just really wonderful. So verse 5, "It bursts forth like a radiant bridegroom after his wedding day. It rejoices like a great athlete eager to run a race. The sun rises at one end of the heavens and follows its course to the other end, and nothing can hide from its heat." Our Creator knew just exactly where to put the sun, where it wouldn't affect us here on earth in a deathly way, or in a way, if we're being wise stewards of our body, where we're not going to get hurt. He put it there and controls exactly where it is and how it moves and how the earth moves and everything. And you see the craftsmanship and the diligence that went in to creating all this. It's definitely nothing that could happen by chance. And anyone that thinks that is just foolish. And then on top of that, I mean, how in every single detail, from a little ant to a big giant, you know, every single detail was crafted by our Creator and recorded as well in Scripture. And it says, verse 7, "The instructions of Yahweh are perfect, revealing or reviving the soul." So the instructions of Yahweh are perfect, reviving the soul. So it didn't say they're good sometimes. The instructions of our Creator are great all of the time. And the instructions of the Bible is found in the first 5 books of the Bible. And that is known as the Torah, the instructions of our Creator. And it says they revive our soul. That's what they're supposed to do. And we've gotten so caught up in a Christian doctrine that says we're no longer under the instructions, or they say the law, and or they say Old Covenant. But no, in this it says, and this is a psalm, and David speaking, the instructions from him are perfect, reviving the soul. His Torah is perfect. So for those of you that say, well, I don't need to keep the fourth commandment, or I don't need to do this, or I'm going to pick and choose, you're making what he called perfect imperfect. You're saying what he called good is no good. And we need to speak and speak with our actions, not necessarily our tongues. We need to get this message out and let people know. And actions is the greatest way. It says also in Proverbs, as a face reflects in water, the heart reflects the man. And that's what we know. So it says in verse 7, it continues, "The decrees of Yahweh are trustworthy, making wise the simple." Verse 8, "The commandments of our Creator are right, bringing joy to the heart." That's right, that the commandments of our Creator are right, and they bring joy to us, because that's what set us free. That's what set us free. Yeshua pointed us to the foundation of Scripture when he said, "Go and sin no more," and then the renewed covenant when it says, "Sin is transgression of my law, my guidelines and instructions." So Yeshua is saying, in essence, go, leave here, and follow the Torah. Follow what the will of the Father is. That's what he's saying, and that's what we need to do. And even then, verse 8, "The commandments of Yahweh are right, bringing joy to the heart." Joy to do his work. And it says his yoke will be easy, because now we have a helper. We have a comforter. And see, in the original covenant, that wasn't the case. And that's why we needed one to begin with. But now we got one. And we could start, you know, we got to get rid of this thinking, folks. We have to think about this seriously. It says reverence in verse 9. "Reverence for our Creator is pure, lasting forever." And the reverence, I mean, maybe we should add that. Read, pray, praise, and proclaim. Read and repent and submit to our Creator. But giving him reverence is a great example of what we need to do more of. And it says, "Reverence for our Creator is pure, lasting forever. The laws of our Creator are true. Each one is a flare. They are more desirable than gold, and even the finest gold. They are sweeter than honey, even honey dripping from the comb. And this is an interesting situation here, because it's saying, it's talking about the guidelines and instructions of our Creator. And it's giving the information about how important they are and how much they're worth. And it's worth everything. When you have the Bible, it's everything. That's the book of life. And that's the book that tells you how to get through life. And just as it says here again in verse 5, reverence for our Creator's prayer is pure, lasting tomorrow. The laws of our Creator are true, and each one is fair, treating each one fair. They are very true, and that's what we have to learn from His guidelines and instructions and not throw them away. So I'd say many Christians out there today are very led astray because they're not even reading their Bibles. And if you're reading it, how can you miss this? How in the world can you miss this? It's just beyond my scope of imagination how somebody can miss this. But then again, I think, well, I didn't get it all overnight either. And it takes time, but you need to start somewhere. You need to get on the right track. So then it says in verse 10, they are more desirable than gold, even the finest gold. So this is a very valuable thing here, the instructions of our Creator. And then we continue, it says, verse 11, they are a warning to your servant, a great reward for those who obey him. Warning for your servant and a great reward for those to obey them. And that reward again is the opening of our Creator's ear. So we have, he has ears to hear our prayers. And if you want him to do that, I promise you, be righteous. Get sin out of your life. And that's when you have this connection with him, because now he knows you're coming to him sincerely, and your actions are backing it up, not just your words. And it goes on to say, verse 12, how can I know all the sins lurking in my heart? Cleanse me from these hidden faults. Right there is what we need to be doing. We need to repent on a regular basis, and we need to realize it and just look at our actions of what we're doing. If we're spending 8 hours a day playing a video game, and we're not going out there telling people about our Creator, you're getting it wrong. You got to change that, folks. You got to get this right. You got to let people know, and you got to be open to test everything. So it says, how can I know all the sins lurking in my heart? Cleanse me from the hidden faults. Well, he was asking Yahweh and crying out to Yahweh again. And that's what we need to do. And it's a great example of how we should be praying, is to look at David and how he prayed. So keep your servant from deliberate sins, and don't let them control me. Well, and this is, again, something that it says in the scriptures, there's no prayer for sins that were done on purpose. But the sins that are done unknown, that's where the mercy and the grace comes in. So if you're going to live your life sinning and not have a repentant heart, there's no mercy, there's no ear, and you know, you're not on his plan, you're on your plan. But even if you made a mistake, it says, you have an option to live against the idea of what sin is according to the world. And in this prayer, King David says, don't let them control me. And that's what happens. It is control. It's when you go somewhere and they're knocking down the righteous place because nobody's showing up, and then they're building a bigger building so they can fit all the people of this disbelief and lack of faith. So we need to get right with that. And then it says, continuing verse 13, then I will be free of guilt and innocent of great sin. So that's how we're going to be free of the guilt. You know, it's to get back to what we should be doing to begin with and stop doing what's so wrong. And verse 20, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart, and it just says, these are the Psalms, and may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing to you, Yahweh, my rock and my redeemer. Now, we don't have to be burning animals and lifting up the sweet smell of incense to our Creator for Him not to love us or to Him to love us. We certainly can Do our best, the best we can get with what we got, and that includes what the knowledge we got, but do not settle for less than that. And I continue to read Psalms live over my website, TorahLifeMinistries.org, every single day to help get this message out. And it's so imperative that we learn it soon, because this world out there is just trying to eat us up. It says the enemy is lurking about, just waiting to devour us. And we need to be ready. We need to be ready. And the pureness of our heart will tell us we're ready. And the righteousness of our actions will show us we're ready. And that's what we need to be doing. Hallelujah. So that's the Psalm reading for today. And then whenever you're hearing this, if you go to my website, TorahLifeMinistries.org, it kind of talks on there about when I'm going to be doing another future event, or when I'm not going to be doing anything, and what I'm going to be teaching. But it's not about me. It's about our Creator's words. And what he wants us to do, and how he wants us to live. And that's what we need to be thinking about. And praise Yahweh that he's given us all that he's given us, and we're doing all we can do. And I want nobody to take it for granted. I want you to be reading every day on a daily basis, and I want you praying every day for a daily basis. And it's not really what I want. It's what our Creator says. Somebody said to me the other day, they said something like the Mosaic Law or something like this, that it came from Moses. No, Moses was the messenger. The law didn't come from Moses. Moses was the messenger. The messenger came from our Creator. And then we see the Psalms and stuff, and we see King David and the consequences that happened, negative or positive, when somebody went against Torah. And it's just crazy, the stuff out there today. So we need to get right with his word if we want him to be right with us. We need to. It's imperative. It says in his word, I take no pleasure in the death of the wicked people. I only want them to change from their wicked ways so they can live, so they could have life. And of course, people just don't get it. They don't understand that the flesh wants us to live against his word. It says in the Bible, there's a way before each man that seems right but ends in death. So what seems right is, in essence, what they're saying is living against our Creator's guidelines and instructions. Well, that seems right to me. No, that's the flesh talking. That's saying, I don't want to just be married to one woman. I don't want to share my money with another spouse. I don't want to, you know, have to not curse out in the world. I don't want to have to not be modest. I don't want to have to eat clean food and restrict certain food from my diet. All these I don't want to's comes with, well, you know, now, you know, I got, it's just crazy out there, folks. All these unwanted things and everything else, we need to understand now is the time to get in the Word every day. And you'll see it more clearly. When I sit in this and I look at the Word and I just think, you know, wow. You know, and you could just read one paragraph of one psalm and just stare at that all day. Or as many times you can, just read it and reflect on that. And it's like those 3D pictures. The first time you read them or look at them, you can't see the picture coming out. But then what happens? You stare at them long enough, slowly it starts coming into a 3D picture. It's the most wild thing. It's a great example of Torah. You might not understand it at first. You might not even believe you have to do it. But only when you keep the Torah or try to do it is when the ideas, the eyes opened up and the mind starts to expand and you start appreciating it and not rejecting it. And that's such a key, to be consistent at appreciating this. And with that comes following what the Creator says to do, and how he says to do it, and when he says to do it. Hallelujah. Praise our wonderful Creator. We have such an opportunity today. One of my favorite books is a book called Fox's Books of Mortars. And it talks about people that were not willing to bow down to other gods. And it killed a good amount of the people during that time, because they just, they threatened them. Daniel was a great example with his friends. And continually, because they knew that once people got the knowledge of Scripture and were living it, they were out of power. They were out of power, and they didn't want to give up their power. They didn't want to give it up. But it's not a necessarily a power struggle. It's a life idea of way to live. So let me put this in perspective for everyone listening right now. So you have a Creator who formed us in the womb before we were born, knowing every hair on our head. Right now, everything that's going on in our lives was, will, and will happen. And you say you want proof. And not only did he continue to bring dead people up and sick people up from the Scriptures, and he had a good amount of proof. But you know what? I mean, His word is all the proof you need. His word confirms that. His word says that. Hallelujah. So that's all you need is the word, and you need to get down with our Creator, and you need prayer, and you need to pray that what you're seeing or what you're hearing is accurate with what you've heard in your standard American mistake dictionaries, but the Hebraic Roots Bibles have words and wording that is kind of foreign to many people, but it's not. Our Creator wouldn't have given it to us if He didn't want us to say those things. And, you know, we don't know why everything. We don't know why He put somebody in the campground anyway to be blinded. It says for the glory of Yeshua and only for the glory of Yeshua. But you take that to somebody, not even like just Job or anyone in Scripture. You take, you know, I'm going to give you these guidelines and instructions. You're going to have to follow them. The flesh goes so against that concept. The people today are going against that concept. We need to take these instructions and love our Creator with no conditions and submit to Him with no conditions. So thank you for listening to today's recording, and you can listen to more recordings on my website, TorahLifeMinistries.org, and I'm doing the daily Psalms readings there. You can go there live on my Facebook page and connect with me. And remember, Friday night, every Friday night at 10 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time on my website, TorahLifeMinistries.org, or the YouTube page, Torah Life Ministries, we have live fellowship. Now, if you're in the local South Florida area listening to this right now and you want to contact me or come to our local fellowship, we have local fellowship at 3 p.m. every Saturday in Lake Worth. 3 p.m. every Saturday in Lake Worth. So thank you, everybody, for listening. And remember, our Creator is waiting for us to show Him our love for Him, to show Him our obedience for Him. And we need to understand what righteousness is according to the Word. And that is getting into the foundation of all Scripture. And that is the Torah, the first five books of the Bible. And through that, we could see David's heart. And David's heart, as he gave in Psalms, was to be as obedient as possible. And obedient to the word. And Yeshua, our Messiah, the one you call Jesus, pointed us back to the Torah, the guidelines and instructions. Again, not for salvation. That comes through the blood of Yeshua, and only through that. We don't keep the guidelines and instructions to be saved. We should be desiring to keep them because we are saved. Hallelujah. So we need to remember that. And please go to my website and look at the studies there. There are certain things that churches are just not teaching today that really would be beneficial to everyone if you understood and listened more to the Hebraic roots of our Messiah, Yeshua, the one they call Jesus. So thank you very much, everybody, for tuning in today. And I'm really excited about all the people that are showing up at the fellowship that are hearing this message on the radio station. And I'm very thankful for the WCNO radio station for allowing me to have these broadcasts on the radio. And you can see reruns of these broadcasts or listen to reruns on their website, WCNO website. Or you can go to my website, TorahLifeMinistries.org, and there's a podcast on there. And all of these items, all of these teachings are placed on there as well.
Come out of the world. You have been listening to Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Nisan. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to Torah Life Ministries, P.O. Box 16156, West Palm Beach, Florida 33416. And thank you for your prayers and generous support. Torah Life Ministry.
Are you hurting and broken within? Overwhelmed by the weight of your sin? Jesus is calling.